You were just listening to Kusho No. 3 by my guest Jakub Chupinski, as performed by the American Contemporary Music Ensemble. Wow, what a beautiful sound out of that. Gorgeous work.
Thank you.
Gorgeous work. We're going to go now to an orchestral piece in just a few minutes. After you tell us the names of some musicians who have inspired you, and I'm talking about all genres, pop, classical, electronic, because you're all over the, you know, you're all over the board here. Who are some of the names that have been really of inspiration?
So if we start from classical music, it's obviously Bach. I think it's for everyone the same.
Right.
Obviously Chopin,
right.
Since I was a pianist.
Yeah.
And then from contemporary music, I think Gurecki had an enormous impact for me, as well as Penderecki, Jutrzenia, and his early music. Paweł Szymański, that you had a mm-hmm. chance to listen to before, also I think he showed us the way how you can use how you can mix the different elements into beautiful pieces. But then if we move away from classical music, I was mm-hmm. always fascinated by ethnic music, mm-hmm. folk music. So I was listening to Irish folk tunes, to I love Indian music, music literally from every part of the world. Mm-hmm. And then obviously there was a pop inspiration. One of my favorite artists is definitely Björk. I love this Icelandic artist.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And not only for voice, but for production. She always invites incredibly interesting artists to
arrangements are incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely it was my inspiration. One of the artists that is not that well known is Robert Rich. It's purely ambient music, but it's really well done. So that's the other name. I don't know. It's hard to say from my memory right now.
Well, you know what, and I think more. Since we're talking about all of the varied influences in your music, and we will get to some of your more pop-oriented music a little bit later. When you write a piece, let's say like you just heard, or a piece like we're going to for orchestra, and then you go to a piece more of a pop piece. I mean, do you does one style of your writing or genre inspire the other, or are you a totally individual within a type of music?
I think there is a mixing of these different. Genres in my music, I would mm-hmm. say I would be inspired, but at the same time, I think my classical music and my non-classical music is quite different. Some of my friends would listen to it and it's like, how is it possible that the same person wrote these different pieces? And I always felt that one day in my life, in future perhaps, I will be able to merge these different types of music into one. I don't know yet how to do it. I was trying for many years,
mm-hmm.
But maybe one day I'll be finally able to connect my different personalities.
Interesting, yeah, interesting. Well, let's go on now to another piece of yours. This is a composition for orchestra written in January 2007, a work, I guess, which illustrates the diversity one can find in your works. This is your DJ Guillaume, which was inspired by the art of remixing. Now, share with us a bit about the background of the work, the remixing element, and the meaning of the title before we hear it.
I mean, the title is a little bit less serious, I would say. It's a tribute to Guillaume de Machaut. It's one of my favorite composers. I forgot to mention.
You see here, I see. Not a trick question. Oh, go ahead.
And I thought, what would happen if he was living today and was a DJ? You know, it's like this maybe bizarre vision. And this piece is based around simple melody that it's sort of remixing it to different style, and in between there is like this no man's land. So you'll hear there's like the same melody will be remixing it to two different ways with orchestra. But there's obviously no electronics here, it's purely orchestral music. Yeah.
So that's what we're going to go to now. Jeffrey Malarski conducts the Juilliard Orchestra now in DJ Guillaume by my guest Jakub Chupinski.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Milarski just conducted the Juilliard Orchestra in DJ Guillaume by my guest, Jakub Chupinski. Well, as I mentioned, I am here with Jakub Chupinski. Welcome back. Okay. It's great to have you here, and the time really does go fast, as we were talking off the mic. It's hard to believe. But now we're going to go to another topic. Of course, we'll be going to more of your music in just a little while. Jakub, you are co-founder of Blind Ear Music, a New York-based group of composers and instrumentalists performing improvised real-time compositions using wirelessly connected laptops as musical score displays. Now, I have read basically that you don't write new pieces, you just write loops.
Yes.
Explain exactly. A little more about that.
So the idea was that after we graduated from Juilliard, together with a few other composers, and mainly Christina Spinet, we sat down and thought, how can we do some classical music but in a new fashion? Like, let's do something new. And we thought about creating this ensemble where we don't play pieces that are pre-composed. We wanted to compose them live, so have like live compositional improvisation. And the way we did that is I created a software for communicating between musicians and composer. Mm-hmm. And so whatever I want them to play, I can transmit to their laptops. They see it on the screen and they play it. And the software will synchronize them, control, you know, what's the tempo. obviously, the problem is with live composition is that if you want to compose it note by note, you can obviously have the software for that. But it's very impractical. Compositional process is a long process, so we found it that the best way to do it is to create short fragments that we bring to the session, and mm-hmm. then we mix them. So it's something in the between of fully composing live mm-hmm. and just DJing or mixing with classical musicians.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to try new things.
Yeah. Well, you've also, which leads me to talk to you about also your. Your use of the theremin, which I guess this led into or led
from.
Yeah,
that was another project I started because I also wanted to find out what is the way we can perform electronic music in such a way that it won't be boring musicians sitting in front of the laptop, because I love electronic music and live performances, but the problem is that if someone sits in front of the computer on the stage, people start asking, is he checking his emails?
And
I heard of cases where people actually do check their emails while doing it.
And I guess they won't pull up their iPhone because that would be too obvious anyway. Yeah.
But so I thought about building the interface where by moving my hands in the air, I can trigger different sounds. So it's just the way of communicating with the computer and with the audience.
So
it's just a performance tool, I would say. And mm-hmm. then, by the way, speaking mm-hmm. of iPhones, I also did one show where we were selecting different loops on iPhone, and they were transmitted to musicians live. So we were walking around the audience and asking them what they would like to listen to right now. And so there was also there's also a way
to use the iPhone. Guess now that might be my inspiration, because I want one, and that might might take it me over the top, because I really do want one. But anyway, we don't have recordings of it, but they can listen to things on your website.
Yeah, there's some images on YouTube, but or I think Vimeo. But the main point is actually the seeing it live, because I really love to work in a studio and perfect pieces by myself for a long time. But in the concert environment, these tools, so as I said, blind ear or the theremin mm-hmm. interface, are designed in such a way that the concerts are more alive, I would say.
How would you possibly, would this be a kind of use that could be used in, let's say, jazz clubs or things like that, with the improvisational element?
Yeah, perhaps, but the thing is that jazz already evolved greatly with improvisation
as it is, of course.
It is, sure. So, maybe there is no point in messing up with that, but I would like to experiment.
Yeah, it would be kind of an interesting thing. Well, let's go now to a really, I have to say, wonderful piece for piano and electronics titled Morning Tale. It is in four movements and dates from 2009. And we're going to go to that, but let's talk very briefly about the use of electronics in your music. I mean, you were always interested in electronic music, basically.
Yeah, but I was also looking for ways to connect them with classical music in a very subtle way. So this mm-hmm. piece, I started writing it as a commission mm-hmm. by Metropolis Ensemble. It was our first collaboration with this ensemble, just for a small opening concert. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how can I just slightly and enhance the piano sound by electronics? And I thought about putting speakers inside the piano and deriving all material from the piano sounds. So this piece is all about it. It's you can't hear it obviously during the recording, but if you see it live, it's you don't even know which sounds are coming from the piano itself and which are the electronic sounds.
It's wonderful. Well, we're going to hear this work now. This is Morning Tale by my guest Jakub Ciupiński, and our pianist is Vicky Chow. Thank you.
Thank you.